With great joy, with being together. We look at the who. Who is speaking right now? Who is listening? Who is sitting? And what is behind this idea is, first off, mindfulness. Mindfulness, in the truest sense of the term, to have our mind fully present, our cognition, our awareness, our ability to notice, all that you would say with the idea of to be fully mindful. And in any given moment, the fullness of that is going to have fluctuations. We're not measuring per se. That's really important. That's a Western thing to do, a Western mind thing to do. We're educated in that since building blocks when we were infants, more and less and that kind of thing. What goes first, what goes second. So we want to release that. We're not measuring what, even with the word mindfulness. What we are doing is constantly cultivating awareness, awareness in the moment, present moment awareness. We're not looking for present moment awareness to reveal anything extraordinary, because the extraordinary is in the ordinary. Even in the word, right? Extraordinary is extraordinary, but it doesn't mean something alternative to ordinary. It means that, in fact, the more that we go into the ordinary, the more that we actually perceive it and experience it for its riches, for its amazing, for its awesome, for its over the topness. That's the extraordinary. It's right here. It's right now. And that is so, even when it's something that's uncomfortable or challenging or difficult or worrisome and so forth. That if we actually go into stop, notice, drop in, allow, embrace, accept, dissolve, all manner of verbs could be used here. So in the ordinary is the extraordinary, and that's what mindfulness actually is about. Mindfulness as taught 2,500 years ago, and as taught in every single root race to humanity. Not the kind of edited version of mindfulness that's out and about in a trendy way. So who? The who? What we have the capacity to discover through such a practice is through noticing the usually not noticed, but now having that lens be really turned inside our emotional mind complex, is that the who that we are changes a million times through the day. Every emotion, when we are happy, that who is who's present. When we are helping someone, that who is who's present and forefront. When we are worried, that's the who that we are. When we are in pain and overtaken by pain, that's the who that we are. And we all actually live that. We watch our moods shift. We watch how when our mind is happy or troubled, that our whole demeanor changes. Who we are and how we present, the tone of our voice, what we eat, what we don't, on and on. Completely, or maybe not completely, but changes quite a lot. And that's what we want to enter. We want to watch it. It's very helpful to get a little detachment, observe it, observe that this is a fact. Because there's a lot to be gained from this, a lot to be gained. So, and we'll unravel that, and we'll, receive the gain, receive. Okay, so that's kind of what we're playing with, and it is play. And there's no, we're being neutral as we can bring, which of course we can, and that would be a who too. You see, as we get ready to actually meditate, one of the phrases used over the weekend with setting the tone for the new year energetically was unified. The idea of, and our own experience of how presence is a unified state. We all experience that whenever we're really present, and we have here on many, many mornings. A unified state. And that unity has a serenity, a neutrality, an impartiality to it. That it's a common experience for everyone. And then whatever additional, is it alert, is it bright, is it whatever, peaceful, empathetic, etc. Excuse me. But that idea of unified, that experience of unified, and in that unity, the self, the me, is not what's forefront. It's absorbed, it's embraced within the unity. We are larger again within the ordinary is the extraordinary. So in fact, as we fluctuate through the day, through all the who's, according to emotion and mind, situational and circumstantial, etc. The question is how unified we are. How much are we in presence? So we're coming at this from this angle with this round of contemplations and meditations. We smile. There's always so much to discover. Any moment is used for awareness, which means that any moment is used for compassionate responsiveness in to ourselves, to others, etc. And we breathe. And right now, who is breathing? The question is rhetorical, but feel the who that's present right now. That's all. Just notice it. And breathe in. Just breathe in. Present. And notice that as we breathe and settle, a simplicity. Unity, but a simplicity increases, and complexity the complexity of emotions, the complexity of rush, the complexity of I'm late, complexity of oh, this part hurts and that part doesn't, whatever complexity, oh, the weather pattern is. Affecting my mind, whatever complexity. As we breathe and settle, notice freshly, because we've noticed this many times, but notice freshly the simplicity that little by little ensues. And from within the simplicity, Notice. It is uncontrived. It is simple. It is truthful. No facades. It is what it is. And as we deepen ever more, widen, deepen, presence is that. Presence is uncontrived. No facades, just present. And all the sub qualities, which are not facades, they are qualities. Alert, peaceful, bright, empathetic, whatever, heartful, whatever. So simple, breathe, be simple, be present. We abide and open. Dissolve. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Presence. Presence and present moment awareness. The goal or the purpose of noticing the who through the day, noticing the fluctuations of who, the costuming, the actor, the actress that's coming forward is again just simply to notice it and to notice. When we give ourselves the opportunity, like we just did, with presence, the who disappears, and through that, at some point, and maybe for most of that whole duration, the who was non-existent. Presence, awareness. The compassionate responsiveness energetically is what was sitting breathing. And those are my words, and you might use different, which is perfect because your experience is your experience. So the off the cushion of this is to be like a child watching something that you've never seen before, or be like a traveler who just went over her an horizon, and wow, I've never been here before. It's that kind of wonder, that kind of open-heartedness that it is well to bring to this exploration of this who that fluctuates all through the day. I mean, if you tried to count how many times the who is a different who through the day, all the costuming, all the acting, all the factors in that, you'd lose count probably within 2 hours. And that's worth noticing. That's worth seeing for what it is. So, because what it fosters is it fosters presence. It fosters simplicity. It fosters integrity. It fosters understanding how easily we are. I don't know. I don't know what the verb is. How easily we are chameleons, and what are the causes and the conditions that flip us into another who? It's really quite amazing to watch. And again, I'm smiling and laughing because it really is an ex a very wonderful exploration. So that's our fun, okay? And have fun with it. Love you all.